From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The son of an Afghan immigrant opened fire on a packed nightclub with mostly gay clientele in the U.S. city of Orlando, Florida, early Sunday, killing 50, wounding more than 50. The worst mass shooting in U.S. history, police identifying the slain shooter as 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a U.S. citizen. Law enforcement is trying to determine whether the attack was inspired by Islamic State. Our Nicholas Pallarino is a terrorism analyst at Washington's Georgetown University.
It certainly appears at this point that this was at least ISIS, Islamic State inspired, or a jihadist movement inspired attack.
Mateen reportedly made phone calls pledging allegiance to IS. He had been interviewed by federal agents after he allegedly bragged to co-workers about ties to Al-Qaeda. President Obama declared the Sunday attack an act of terrorism.
This is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation, is an attack on all of us and on the fundamental values of equality and dignity that define us as a country. And no act of hate or terror will ever change who we are or the values that make us Americans.
Also Sunday, Los Angeles police say they arrested a man with a car full of weapons and explosives with the intention of attacking that city's gay pride parade. A suicide bomber killed at least one person Sunday in Libya as forces loyal to the country's new unity government pressed its offensive to take the Islamist State stronghold of Sirte. The new UN-backed government has made defeat of IS a top priority. This is VOA News. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, on Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Beirut and its suburbs have been hard hit with a string of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the civil war in nearby Syria. Blom Bank is also taking part in a U.S. program aimed at sanctioning the militant group Hezbollah. Iraq's army says it has secured a safe corridor for civilians out of the embattled western city of Fallujah, and a humanitarian agency says some 4,000 residents were able to flee in the past day. The Norwegian Refugee Council warned that available resources, including safe drinking water, could not meet refugee needs much longer. UN last week voiced concern for the fate of as many as 90,000 civilians being trapped inside the city without basic food and medical necessities. Meantime, the Iraqi army is also launching a fresh advance in the direction of the northern city of Mosul with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened on Sunday to expel both Russia and England from Euro 2016 in France if their fans continue violent behavior. Dozens of people were injured in 3 days of violence known as hooliganism, with the worst incident in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans clashed inside and outside the stadium.
Je salue aujourd'hui la décision de l'UEFA. French
Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve denounced the violence as unacceptable and welcomed UEFA's decision. In Nice, violence between Northern Irish football fans and local residents injured several people, with a minor skirmish breaking out Sunday between opposing fans and a march between Germany and Ukraine in Lille. Police in Bangladesh arrested thousands of suspects in a nationwide sweep following a violence against religious minorities there, as well as secular activists. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for more than 20 of the killings. Italy's Coast Guard on Sunday said it has picked up more than 4,000 migrants over the past 4 days trying to make it to Europe from North Africa as the flow of refugees and migrants continues at a rapid pace. More than 48,000 have made it to the Italian soil so far this year, but hundreds have perished in the attempt. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. Also check us out on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.